Compass 9, Telling a Story.
I must tell you about my experience of moving country when I was a young girl. Well, I was born in Botswana and lived there until I was 17. Botswana is a beautiful, hot, desert country in southern Africa. I moved from there to the UK, which is a rather chilly little island up in the North Sea, to go to boarding school. There are obviously many differences you experience when you change countries, linguistically, culturally, in terms of cuisine, of attitude. As I said, Botswana is a desert, so for us the rain there was very rare and very welcome when it arrived. We would tend to watch the clouds gathering, listen to the thunder getting closer after a hot day, and the rain would come in bucket-sized raindrops. We would welcome it with dancing in the garden. It was good fun. Did I mention my horse riding experience? Well, in Botswana, I used to go horse riding on quite a regular basis. We would go out very early in the morning because it was too hot in the middle of the day. In England, it was a case of riding in the late afternoon when school had finished. And the first time I went riding after I had arrived in the UK, I was preparing myself for the ride and I noticed that it was raining outside. It was a bit different from the Botswana rain. This rain looked a little more constant and I thought, okay, we're going to spend the day inside then, wait until tomorrow or something. Well, my classmates looked at me with pity and said, Rosa, if you don't go out in the rain, you will never get anything done in this country. I soon found out that it rains at least 300 days a year in the UK. For some reason, when I first moved to the UK, I had expected it to be much more similar than it really was. I assumed that, much like back home, if it rained we would stay inside, wait for things to dry out, and get on with our day. But no, it turns out that if you want to live like that, you might never leave the house. So in the end, I became accustomed to getting wet on a regular basis, to the extent that now I actually quite enjoy it.